scores injured in Amtrak derailment in Batavia, New York. Roger Altman grilled in late-night Senate Whitewater hearing. November ballot matchups decided in three states. Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. About 125 passengers were injured early today, some of them seriously, when Amtrak's New York to Chicago Lakeshore Limited derailed near Buffalo, New York. WHAM newsman John Borsa is on the scene.
Most on board were trying to sleep just before 4 o'clock this morning. As the train stormed down the track, survivors say the cars rocked. They saw sparks. Then 10 cars rolled down a 50-foot embankment. All that's left here at the scene, baggage cars, two engine cars, and a twisted split metal rail and busted railroad ties. This woman from Massachusetts says she and her 84-year-old mother are lucky.
We were in the good car with no injury. We stayed on the track. It was fine. But the screeching and the... I thought it was on a roller coaster.
Very few were seriously injured. Some are in surgery. Most suffer just broken bones, bumps, and scrapes. Now crews have a crane on the scene and are preparing for the cleanup. John Borsa for CBS News, Batavia, New York.
Roger Altman now knows what a criminal suspect must feel like being grilled all night under hot lights by good cop, bad cop interrogators. In this case, the deputy treasury secretary was quizzed for 10 hours by members of the Senate Banking Committee about his contacts with White House officials on the Whitewater investigation. The former Wall Street investment banker apologized for sins of omission in testimony last winter.
I made some mistakes. I absolutely did. If I could do it all over again, I'd do several things differently. The February 2nd communication would be in writing. I would recuse myself right off the bat.
But his bottom line was one of innocence.
I just don't accept the notion that I was evasive.
As he challenged Altman's account, New York Republican Alphonse D'Amato tangled with committee Democrats Kerry and Dodd.
Is it correct?
Senator, I answered the question that I thought you asked, and I answered the question I thought you asked to the best of my ability.
Well, Mr.
I think there's a reasonable basis... There's a reasonable basis to have interpreted it the way I did,
no,
because you immediately said, you mean there were no other questions, meetings requested by the White House.
No, wait. Excuse me.
You got to answer. I mean, you made your point. You got your question. I'd like to hear an answer. We've been over this matter,
Chairman,
but I'd like to hear an answer.
I have no objection. I'm sure nobody has any objection to tough questions being asked. But when two people start jumping in asking the questions and the witness doesn't even have an opportunity to answer, where none of us are well served.
The Senate Banking Committee is now hearing from Treasury Secretary Lloyd Benson, who says he's baffled by an aide's contention that he had an early Whitewater briefing.
I have turned the Treasury Department upside down. I have turned my memory inside out. We went through thousands and thousands of documents, and I can't find one written briefing to me on these White House meetings. Not one.
With a little sleep, Roger Altman is now testifying before the House Banking Committee.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
A soulful Patti LaBelle helped Bill Clinton turn 48 last night and helped the Democrats raise over $1 million at a suburban Washington affair. Tonight, as Mark Nola reports, Mr. Clinton takes questions at a rare primetime news conference.
When Mr. Clinton appears before reporters in the East Room this evening, it'll be his first primetime news conference in more than 4 months, and only the third of his presidency. But it gives him yet another chance to beat the drum for what he wants in a health care bill. And with both the House and Senate about to take the matter up, the White House sees this as a critical point in the debate. So the president will use his opening statement tonight to take his case for universal coverage directly to the American people. It's Mr. Clinton's stated belief that Congress and the public have been subjected to enormous disinformation on the subject, and he's trying to set the record straight on what he wants and what it really means. Mark Noller, CBS News, The White House.
In primary elections, Kansas Congressman Jim Slattery won the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. He'll face GOP winner Bill Graves, the Secretary of State. In Michigan, Spencer Abraham defeated Ronna Romney for the GOP Senate nomination. Congressman Bob Carr won the Democratic nomination. Former Congressman Howard Wolpe won the Democratic nomination to challenge Governor John Engler. Missouri's former two-term Governor John Ashcroft won the Senate nomination. He quickly came under attack by Democratic primary winner, Congressman Alan Wheat.
He tried as governor to hold Missouri back. I want to move this state forward.
Local measures to legalize riverboat gambling had mixed results. The government's index of leading indicators rose a modest 0.2% in June. Economist Michael Evans says the brakes are on.
When you combine this with the slower growth in consumer spending, the recent turndown in home sales and new orders and so forth, this index is simply confirming what a lot of us are seeing out here, which is that growth will be slower in the second half of the year than it was in the first half.
On the other hand, factory orders were up a strong 0.8% in June, the fourth straight monthly gain. Millions of Americans determined to fight crime took part in the annual National Night Out. KFMB newsman Tom Riopel checked out the response in San Diego.
Thousands dedicated themselves to the fight against crime. They locked their doors, turned on their porch lights, and spent the night outside. Marchers like Matt Bridenstine walked through the streets armed with signs and dedication to eliminate crime in their neighborhood.
Part of my life, I was raised out in the country, in the Midwest. And so I know what it's like to live in an area with your doors unlocked, just your screen doors and stuff to keep out the flies. And so, I mean, I've had an experience with those, and I like that kind of lifestyle.
San Diegans say they're sending a message to criminals that the neighborhoods are organized now and fighting back. Tom Riopel for CBS News, San Diego.
In Compton, California, a video camera has recorded a teenager's beating by a policeman, a la Rodney King. Police Chief Steve Roller is investigating, but wants more.
The police department will also contact the district attorney's office to request that it conduct a concurrent independent investigation of the arrest and the events surrounding it.
A judge in Akron, Ohio has awarded $10 million to the mother of Stephen Hicks, the first victim of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. Rwanda's new president, trying to coax a million refugees back home, says punishment of those guilty of genocide is the only way to reconcile his country's Hutu and Tutsi ethnic groups. As John Holland reports from Kigali, conditions there are improving.
U.S. diplomatic and relief efforts were stepped up dramatically today with the arrival of 8 large water tankers brought aboard 3 giant C-5 U.S. aircraft. The U.S. military and Finnish government trucks should be able to supply at least 30,000 gallons of fresh water a day to the refugee camps in Goma and at points along the Goma-Kigali Road, on which tens of thousands of refugees are returning. U.S. Undersecretary of State George Moose raised the U.S. flag over the American embassy here for the first time since fighting erupted 4 months ago. Moose said he hoped the symbolic gesture would underscore the U.S. commitment to ending what he called the cycle of violence in this region. John Holland for CBS News, Kigali, Rwanda.
Israeli and Jordanian tractors have begun tearing down fences that divided their countries for decades. Under their peace deal, a new border crossing will be dedicated next Monday. In Algiers, suspected Muslim extremists have killed 3 French soldiers and 2 consular agents outside the French embassy. In Dhaka, Bangladesh, feminist author Taslima Nasrin emerged from 2 months of hiding to face court charges of blasphemy against Islam. She was freed on $125 bail. The Clinton administration reportedly has dropped plans to set up Haitian refugee camps in third countries. The New York Times reports that's because of the sharp decline in the number of boat people. Overseas, the dollar is higher today. London gold is down $2.30. And on Wall Street, the Dow is off 10.36 at 3785.86. Big board volume, 33 million shares.